Hi, I'm Rick Bennett, host of Gospel Tangents. I need your help. Please donate on our website, gospeltangents.com, and click on the donate button. It can be a one-time donation or a recurring donation. Your donation will help us to create better resources to learn more about Mormon history. So far, it's been a labor of love, but I really need some help getting better equipment, better sound, that sort of thing. So please either commit to a recurring donation or a one-time donation. We'll take any help we can get. Thank you for your help. Hey, everybody. I wanted to remind you about our contest. Please sign up by July 24th, 2017. Actually, sign up the day before that because that's the day we're holding the drawing. You could win this book. I was at Benchmark Books this week to pick it up. This is it. Notice it still has the plastic on it. Brand new book. I had to get another one. This one doesn't have the shrink wrap on it. This one's mine. But this is what it looks like. It's a really cool book. Kurt Bench wrote the introduction. He's the guy I interviewed a few weeks ago. We've teamed up with Benchmark Books. To get this book, the one with the shrink wrap, all you need to do is, well, actually, you need to be the winner of our drawing. But to be in the contest, just sign up at gospeltangents.com/newsletter. And you could win this really cool book. It was selling for $175 on Amazon just a few weeks ago, even higher on Abe Books. So check it out. It's a cool book. I'd like to introduce David Rosenvall. That's probably a name you haven't heard before. He's actually the guy who put together scriptures.lds.org that many of you use on a daily basis. One of the things that that led to was his interest in the Book of Mormon. He and his dad teamed up and came up with a new geography theory about 10 years ago, where they think that the Book of Mormon took place in the Baja Peninsula just below California. It's an interesting idea. Let's check out the conversation. I'd like to welcome everybody out here to Gospel Tangents Podcast. I'm here with David Rosenvall. He's done some interesting things with the church, and so I'd like to talk to him a little bit about his theory of the Book of Mormon, and also would like to talk a little bit about, as we were talking here, I've got a new podcast. It's actually coming out this week with Kurt Bench and the Mark Hoffman bombings, and as I was talking about that with you, you said that you had a connection with that. So could you go ahead and tell us that little story?
Sure. No connection with Mark directly, but as far as an experience back in October 1985, the day before I was to enter into the MTC, I was at the Salt Lake Temple and coming out from that experience. And our car was parked on Main Street, just beside the Deseret Gym. And as I got to the car and was putting some things in there, just up the road and just behind the Deseret Gym there was an explosion. And at the time, I had no idea what it was, what was going on. As we quickly ran up there to see it, there were about 20 people gathered around somebody on the road. You could see that he was injured and hurt and didn't know who it was at the time. And continued on. The next day went to the MTC, and my grandmother, who just lived just down the road from there, kept sending me articles as things were developing and so forth. So I got to learn about him while I was serving on my mission in Sweden through those newspaper articles. And every time I hear the name Mark Hoffman, my heart and my mind goes right back to that incident, as if I was just there hearing that car explode. So,
wow.
Interesting way to start your mission, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. That's quite a story there. So I was just reading the book Salamander, and it said that there was a witness, but I guess there were several witnesses to this.
Yeah, I think, I don't know who actually saw it. I would imagine there'd be a couple that were right there when it happened. Most of the people, I think, came out from the gym or around the corner and saw it kind of right after the explosion.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow, that's kind of crazy. So tell us a little bit about your background. You know, where do you work, and how did you get involved in Book of Mormon geography and that sort of thing?
Sure. I'll probably have to take you back many decades, again, back to my mission. When I returned home from my mission in 1987, my father at the time was showing me something called hypertext. It's a new technology on our little Macintosh computer, and he had showed how he had taken the text of the scriptures, put it in, and he was linking verses to footnotes. And at the time, boy, that was kind of interesting and neat way of reading the scriptures, because the scriptures at that time really weren't in a hypertext format. And so over the next 10 years or so, he and I, just kind of more as a personal project interest, scanned all the scriptures in using OCR, linked up all the footnotes and all the verses and things like that.
Oh, by the way, OCR is, for those who aren't computer experts,
Optical character recognition. So okay. You scan a page and it will figure out the letters, and saves a lot of typing is what that does. So we have an electronic version of the scripture, probably the first one. In fact, I know it was the first one in the church, didn't even have one that had the footnotes and everything. And it was about the year 2000, we had been maintaining this, that we donated all of this text, all linked up in a format that the internet could use. And in 2000, that became scriptures.lds.org. And for about 10 years, we maintained that for the church, and we did about 22 languages for them. And we got very intimate with the scriptures. We got a really great understanding of them. Just the linking and how they all went together. And it was in about 2008, out of the blue, my father called me one evening. Now, my father, he is a geographer. He was a professor at the University of Calgary for 40 years, the vice president there, and taught geography, studied at the University of California in Berkeley. And up until that point, he had never even brought up Book of Mormon geography with me or anyone in our family. We just wasn't a concern for us. Interesting, but not a concern. And in 2008, he phoned me up and he said, David, where do you think the Book of Mormon took place? And I told him quickly, Baja California. I got to tell you how I got there, because I don't think most people arrive at Baja California. We couldn't, in fact, up to that point, we couldn't find anybody. But again, back to my mission, I had a day planner, and I think I was been out a month or two, and I really couldn't understand the language too well. I remember being in sacrament meeting, and in my day planner, I was looking at the world map, and I thought, where could this be? And I saw Mesoamerica and kind of all those traditional places, and for whatever reason, my mind, I remember thinking Baja California. And I left it at that. And it wasn't until my dad asked me that question, all of a sudden my mind just rewound itself back to that experience in Sweden, sitting in sacrament meeting, and I said, Baja, California. Well, there was a long pause, because my father had come to the same conclusion a different way the evening before he called me. And as he explained it, he had said he had been reading an article on geography, and somebody was claiming there were five cardinal directions, and as a geographer, it kind of hit him sideways. He said, this does not make sense, the things that were being proposed. So he picked up the scriptures and started going through them and just kind of trying to think as a geographer would think. And he says he remembers reading the scripture where it talks about the seeds, that the seeds from Jerusalem were taken with them to the new land. And wherever they went, it says they grew exceedingly. And he says at that point, he said, I know right where this is. Because as a geographer, he taught it for many, many years, seeds only grow in certain climates as you move them around the world. So he said, wait a second, if it's the climate of Jerusalem, it's got to be California or Baja California, one of those California areas. And so that's when he phoned me. And from then on, we spent the next 2 weeks combing the entire text using our search systems, trying to find things that we could use to piece it together. So that's how it started, just kind of out of a phone call and a question, and we're trying to disprove it, to be honest with you. That's kind of been our approach since the beginning, is how do we disprove the Baha? And we keep getting deeper and deeper as we try to disprove it. So.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed our discussion with David Rosenvall. In our next conversation, I've asked him to critique the main theory that most people believe in the Book of Mormon is the Central American model by John L. Sorensen.
So, again, I think the Mesoamerican model, great effort, but I think their basis was in cultural things. I think it was based on historical opinions, and now they're just trying to triangulate all those, and you know, just all they're left in their minds, they've got to get the geography to fit. But the other things there.
click here to subscribe, click here for a transcript, and over here you'll see some other videos that we've done here on YouTube. We hope you'll use this as a valuable resource to learn more about Mormon history.